Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the world of masterful communication with the presentation secrets of Steve Jobs. This insightful 2009 book unravels the techniques that transformed Steve Jobs from an enthusiastic entrepreneur into a corporate legend whose presentations were as eagerly anticipated as the innovative products he unveiled. Author Carmine Gallo, a seasoned communications coach and former vice president of a major global PR firm, draws on his vast experience to dissect the elements that made Jobs's presentation so compelling. He meticulously outlines the steps from planning to performance, teaching us how to craft a story, create excitement, and leave an audience both educated and inspired. This book is a must-listen for anyone who presents, whether at work, school, or in any public forum. It's especially valuable for communication professionals looking to captivate their audiences and for those curious about the strategies that elevated Steve Jobs to the pinnacle of public speaking. Now get ready to unlock the secrets that can put you on the path to presentation excellence. Join us as we explore the magnetic allure of Steve Jobs's oratorical skills in The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. Master the Gold Standard for Presentations. Introduction. Crafting a captivating narrative for your presentation. In a world brimming with data and distraction, the true art of engaging an audience rests in the tale you weave. Picture this. You stand before your expectant crowd, not armed with dazzling digital displays, but with an age-old secret, a compelling story. The slides are simply your backdrop. The narrative is your sword and shield. To prepare for this battle for attention, start away from the screen. Seize a pen and paper and sketch out the contours of your story. Consider your plot's beginning, middle, and end, ensuring that each twist and turn guides your listeners on a journey that they'll remember long after your final words fade. Take a leaf out of Nancy Duarte's book, the mastermind designer behind the potent narrative of An Inconvenient Truth. She wisely advises spending double the time shaping your tale on paper compared to the time you might use embellishing slides. It's in this offline realm that your story will find its heart. Once your plot is etched in ink, hone in on your core message. What single powerful statement do you want to resonate with your audience? Imagine you're confined to the brevity of a tweet. Make it concise, impactful, and something that will linger in the minds of your listeners. This key message is your guiding star, shining through the entire presentation. If you're unveiling a groundbreaking product or service, etch its essence into your audience's consciousness with this message, emphasizing how it will transform their lives. Repeat it, reinforce it, let it be the echo that follows every point you make. You are not just a presenter, you are a storyteller, a wordsmith crafting headlines for the press. When Steve Jobs revealed the iPhone, he didn't just show a device, he delivered a declaration. Today, Apple reinvents the phone. In the careful planning of your narrative and the deliberate crafting of your key message, you're not just delivering a presentation. You're creating a moment in time, a headline for tomorrow, an echo that will reverberate in the collective memory of your audience. Part 1. Mastering the Art of Presentation with Tireless Rehearsal. Imagine stepping onto a stage, the spotlight hits you, and there's not a trace of doubt in your mind. That level of confidence isn't a gift bestowed upon a chosen few. It's the result of rigorous, unyielding preparation. Just like the finest ballet dancers or seasoned musicians, the most magnetic presenters know that the grace and ease they project come from relentless rehearsal. Consider Steve Jobs. His seamless delivery didn't happen by chance. It was honed through hours and days of practice, until every word and gesture flowed with an air of natural charisma. And he's not alone in this. Even the most seemingly spontaneous speakers, like Winston Churchill, left nothing to chance, practicing their off-the-cuff remarks with meticulous care. When you rehearse, Your goal is to reach a point where your presentation is an extension of yourself, no notes required. But if you find yourself in need of a safety net, especially for presentations that involve detailed step-by-step explanations, opt for a few succinct bullet points. Limit yourself to 3 to 4 keywords per slide, strategically positioned to allow for a brief, undetectable glance. Better yet, make these keywords a part of the visual journey you're creating. Anchor them to an image on the slide to foster a connection that makes notes redundant. To refine your practice, turn the camera on yourself, record your performance, then play it back and scrutinize. Notice moments of hesitation, the telltale signs of nerves, or when your voice loses its strength. Focus on these areas, returning to them until they shine with confidence. And don't underestimate the power of a fresh perspective. Invite a friend to assess your videoed rehearsal. Their insights can guide you to nuances you might have missed and offer a glimpse into how your audience will perceive your presentation. So, to ascend to the pinnacle of your presenting capability, embrace the grind of practice. With each run-through, you're not just reciting words, you're sculpting your presence, refining your message, and stepping closer to greatness. Part 2: Navigating through the twists and turns of presentation predicaments. The journey of a presentation is rarely a straight path. Often, it curves and sometimes it throws a roadblock your way. A technical mishap, an unresponsive device, a slip of the mind that sends a crucial slide into oblivion. Such are the pitfalls that await even the most adept speakers. In the face of such adversities, remain calm and collected, the captain of a ship amidst a passing storm. If the hiccup in your presentation isn't glaringly obvious, steer past it without a word. Your poise can often mask the smallest of interruptions. Should the issue be too towering to sidestep quietly, meet it with a touch of humor. Laughter is the oar that will help you paddle back to smooth waters, and an audience will always applaud a speaker who can smile through the rain. Another twist in your tale might come in the form of probing questions, the kind that seek to sway your narrative's course. To prepare for these moments of interrogation, adopt the bucket approach, a strategy tailored for the art of response. Start by predicting the questions that might arise and group them into thematic buckets. Then, craft a response for each bucket that is both comprehensive and flexible, ready to mold itself to the nuances of the questions it meets. Consider the skilled anticipation of Hillary Clinton when facing the press. She knew inquiries about her husband's foundation would come knocking, and she had her response waiting, a shield that could defend against an entire battalion of questions. So when the unexpected arrives at your door during your presentation, welcome it with readiness and tact. Adapt quickly, think on your feet, and remember the bucket strategy. It's not the smooth roads, but the ability to navigate the rough patches that mark the prowess of an exceptional presenter. Part 3: Transforming your audience's challenges into a captivating solution narrative. The heartbeat of communication, be it a presentation that captivates, a press statement that informs, or an ad that persuades, lies in one pivotal question from your audience. What's in it for me? They'll be poised on the edge of their seats, eager to hear how your message will alleviate their troubles and enhance their lives. To answer them compellingly, you must artfully spotlight the problem, creating the dark backdrop against which your solution will shine like a beacon. Paint a vivid picture of their current struggles. Detail the frustrations, the inefficiencies, the shortcomings of present solutions that they grapple with daily. With the stage set and the villain unveiled, introduce your protagonist, your product or solution. Let simplicity be your guiding light as you elucidate how it will conquer the highlighted adversary and make this the cornerstone of your narrative. It's crucial that this key element, the soul of your presentation, is stated not just once but reiterated to cement its importance in the minds of your audience. Imagine the anticipation back when people lugged around hefty CD players, ravenous for a better way to carry their music. When Steve Jobs stepped forward to introduce the iPod, he didn't just present a new gadget, he offered liberation. 1,000 songs in your pocket was more than a feature. It was a vision of a new, unburdened musical adventure. This storyline is not merely about an object. It's about a promised land, a life no longer restrained by previously painted problems. And it's this promise, delivered with genuine fervor, that can elevate your presentation from informative to inspirational. When you stake your passion in solving the problems of your audience, you become more than a speaker. You become a visionary sharing a dream worth believing in. And it's this dream of a world made better through your solution that will grasp your audience's attention and hold it tight. Part 4. Embrace simplicity in your presentation to captivate your audience. Consider the brain, a mysterious entity, idle by design, ever in pursuit of the path of least resistance. To engage an audience whose brains are weaving through a web of thoughts, we must adopt an ethos of simplicity. Banish the clutter from your slides, each one a canvas for just a single idea. You are the storyteller. Why compete with text-laden slides when your words should hold the spotlight? Shun the bullet points and lengthy prose, for they shackle your audience to the page when their gaze should follow you. Imagine the elegance of Steve Jobs' presentations, where sometimes a solitary word or image hung on the slide behind him, yet it spoke volumes. Emulate that same minimalistic approach. Let each slide be an impactful visual echo of your spoken words. When a simple image accompanies your narrative, the memory of your message carves a deeper niche in the minds of your listeners. The power of simplicity extends to the language you wield. Cast aside the jargon and complex phrases that dull the edges of your message. Speak as though you were sharing a revelation with a friend, in terms both clear and vivid. Your goal isn't to bedazzle with verbosity, but to illuminate with clarity. To further guide your audience through your story, wield the tools of analogy and metaphor. These rhetorical devices are lighthouses in the fog, guiding listeners to your intended meaning with precision and evocative imagery. Steve Jobs was a maestro of such comparisons, capturing imaginations by likening the iPod shuffle to a pack of gum in size and weight. Instantly, a familiar image crystallizes the new and unknown. So when you present, let each slide be a lily pad, simple and sturdy, upon which the ideas leap from your lips to the listener's understanding, free from the entanglement of complexity. Don't assail your audience with a barrage of information. Invite them into a space where simplicity reigns and your message resonates, unobstructed and unforgettable. Part 5. Transform data into a compelling story your audience will remember. In the arena of presentation, data wields a double-edged sword. It can bolster your argument or dull your audience's interest. To ensure the former, one must become a curator of data, displaying only the most striking gems. When you do brandish figures and facts, wrap them in the warmth of an analogy or metaphor. These are the vehicles that transport unwieldy numbers from the realm of abstraction into the real world, where they can be seen, felt, and understood. Take IBM's masterful introduction of the Roadrunner supercomputer. They didn't get tangled in the esoteric 1 petaflop per second. They crafted a vivid picture, a tower of laptops stretching 1.5 miles skyward, an image as astonishing as it is comprehensible. And when it comes to making data resonate, the key lies in precision and context. It's not about the sheer volume of storage or the minute specifications. It's about painting a scenario that fits seamlessly into the canvas of the audience's daily lives. Consider how Steve Jobs showcased the iPod, not with the dry statistics of gigabytes or ounces, but with a dynamic vision of 1,000 songs dancing in your pocket. His presentation didn't just speak of storage capacity, it sang of a musical revolution, where your favorite tunes were as portable as your keys or wallet. So let your data be sparse and deliberate, each number a story, each statistic a character in the larger narrative you're telling. leave your audience with an image that lingers, a fact that fascinates, and a promise of how your presentation will enrich their lives long after they've left the room. Use data sparingly and make it easy for the audience to comprehend. Part 6. Harness the irresistible rhythm of the rule of three. In the waltz of words that is communication, the rule of three is the tempo that resonates with human cognition, a pattern that captivates and sticks. Across the annals of rhetoric, this phenomenon has proven its might, forming the bedrock upon which memorable messages are built. Consider the iPhone unveiling, where Steve Jobs introduced a trinity of innovation: an iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary phone, and a breakthrough internet communicator. Echoing this technique, John F. Kennedy captivated a nation with a triad of commitments to conquer space. Indeed, the magic number lingers even now in your thoughts, as you anticipate the third instance of its enchantment. When constructing your presentation, distill your narrative into a triplet of potent points. Much like a sculptor chisels away excess stone to reveal a statue's form, condense and categorize your thoughts into three clear messages. These will become the pillars of your discourse and are likely the maximum that your audience will retain and cherish. For your opening act, present these three messages as a roadmap, a beacon for your audience to follow. This allows them to embark on the journey with you with clarity, tracing the arc of your narrative as you progress. So let the rule of three be your guide and marker, shaping your presentation into a rhythm that resonates and endures far beyond the final applause. Use the rule of three. Part 7. Ignite a lasting spark in your presentation with emotional moments. To etch your presentation indelibly in the minds of your audience, engineer a moment that drops jaws and raises goosebumps. Your own holy shit moment. This meticulously planned crescendo of your story should surge through the room, tugging at heartstrings or sending a jolt of astonishment through the crowd. Imagine how memories are made, not through an endless stream of slides or an array of features and functions. No, it's the emotional pulse of an experience that tattoos itself on the psyche. That moment becomes an anchor, a vivid post-it note in the memory of those who bear witness. These are the instances where wonder is childlike and raw. Like when Steve Jobs unveiled the MacBook Air by sliding it effortlessly from an everyday manila envelope, magnifying its unprecedented slimness. Or it might be a tender, authentic peek into humanity, such as an organic farmer sharing a story about embracing his children without a trace of pesticides clinging to his clothes. It is the unexpected, the genuine, the rehearsed spontaneity of these moments that transform a presentation into a touchstone for your audience. Yet, the marriage of emotions to your message isn't confined to dramatic stunts or stories. It breathes through your language, too. Purge your speech of sterile jargon and complex concepts. Instead, craft sentences that sparkle with simplicity, tangibility, and raw emotion. Choose vivacious and evocative words that show just how thrilled you are about what you're sharing. Steve Jobs artfully mastered this, framing the design of OS 10's buttons with a whimsy that left you craving a taste, saying, "You'll want to lick them." By infusing your presentation with these poignant emotional details, you offer your audience more than insight. You gift them an experience that lingers, a spark that won't fade. Make your presentation stick by including emotional details. Part 8. The Silent Eloquence: Mastering the Art of Nonverbal Communication. It's a curious truth, somewhat concealed within the craft of public speaking, that the words you choose may not wield the greatest influence. Instead, it is the silent language of your body and the melodious cadence of your voice that orchestrate the true power of your message. This nonverbal symphony is the foundation of the captivating presence someone like Steve Jobs commanded on stage. Each gesture, glance, and pause meticulously choreographed to project assurance and inspiration. To embody such leadership, free yourself from the barriers of podiums and scripted rigidity. Meet your audience with an openness that invites connection. with eye contact that conveys understanding, with animated hands that paint your words in the air. Let your voice be an instrument varying in pitch, a canvas of highs and lows that adds depth to your narrative. Dress, too, is part of this language. It's an immediate visual statement of who you are and who you aim to be. While Steve Jobs' iconic attire reflected his brand's persona, consider how your clothing can speak to your ambition, resonating with the environment and still standing out with impeccable taste. To refine your nonverbal eloquence, turn to the unflinching lens of a camera. Capture your practice sessions on video to unveil your strengths and reveal the areas that crave enhancement. Watch for the energy that radiates from the screen. It should mirror the passion you feel within. If your energy seems lacking, dare to exaggerate in rehearsal. It's often in this overreach that you find the sweet spot, a dynamic presence that feels alive, both informative and captivating. Remember, in the realm of communication, the unspoken often echoes louder than the spoken word. How you speak and look can be more important than what you say. Part 9. Add sizzle to your presentation with dynamic visuals and interactive moments. To cement your message in the memories of your audience, you must awaken their senses and curiosity with an arsenal of mediums. Learn to wield the power of props, the allure of demos, and the punch of video clips to create an experience that transcends the ephemeral nature of words. Recognize that the individuals before you are as varied as the stars, each resonating with different forms of learning. Some are visual voyagers, drawn to the spell of images, others, auditory aficionados, captivated by the rhythm of sound, and still others, kinesthetic navigators, compelled by the tangible and the tactile. By peppering your presentation with a medley of media, you are building bridges to every mind in the room. Imagine capturing your audience's imagination through an onstage spectacle that brilliantly showcases the creme de la creme of your product's capabilities. This is not simply stating features, it's showmanship. It's the electric moment when Steve Jobs prank called a Starbucks via Google Maps on an iPhone, the crowd erupting in laughter and awe at the seamless integration of technology and everyday life. While video clips might be a road less traveled in the corporate landscape, they are glowing beacons of novelty when included. Jobs knew this well, often premiering Apple's latest commercials with such finesse that they too became a show within a show. These multimedia moments serve as breathers, much-needed intermissions in your theatrical narrative that allow the audience to pause, reflect, and re-engage, all before their attention drifts to distant shores. So as you craft your next presentation, remember to inject it with life through tangible demonstrations, stunning video content, and perhaps even a prop that they can touch and feel. These are the brushstrokes of engagement that turn a mere talk into an unforgettable event. Liven up your show with props, demonstrations, and video clips. Part 10. Embrace collaboration for a powerful and varied presentation. When you step into the spotlight, it's tempting to think that solo acts are the key to a successful presentation. Yet, the secret to a truly compelling performance often lies in creating a chorus of voices. Sharing the stage isn't just generous, it's strategic, offering a triad of advantages that can elevate your message. Firstly, consider the banquet of experiences an audience seeks. Even the spice of a dynamic speaker can become monotonous if unaccompanied by variety. Introducing a cast of collaborators, be they industry partners, renowned figures, or your own talented team members, adds different textures and flavors to the narrative. Steve Jobs understood this. When announcing Apple's partnership with Intel, instead of a dry handshake, he orchestrated a theatrical entrance with Intel's CEO donned in a quirky bunny suit. And who could forget when Madonna, the queen of pop herself, appeared via video to talk iTunes? These were the moments etched into the annals of presentation history. Secondly, Some guests may carry a torch of expertise that burns brighter than yours on certain topics. When Apple's notebooks were reimagined from aluminum unibodies, Jobs wisely yielded the floor to a design executive whose detailed knowledge offered authenticity and depth. Lastly, the endorsements from customers and respected reviewers carry a weight of sincerity no corporate pitch can mimic. Their testimony, ideally woven live into your presentation or through a candid video, can pivot a sales narrative into a story of lived, validated experiences. In the ritual of thanks and acknowledgments, humility becomes your crown, a nod to the many hands that sculpt success, to the customers who are your pulse, and to the audience, your canvas. To share the stage and the glory is to weave a richer tapestry for all to see and remember. Embrace collaboration for a powerful and varied presentation. Final summary. To captivate an audience as Steve Jobs did, you need to craft a presentation that's intuitively designed, rehearsed to perfection, and ready for any obstacle. In preparing for success, it's essential to meticulously tailor your story and its central message in a way that resonates with and is easily recalled by the audience. Repetition and practice are the twin beacons that will guide you to excellence. It's not about perfection upon first try, but consistent refinement until every word, pause, and gesture seems organically conceived. When uncertainty strikes, remain unshaken, turning potential pitfalls into opportunities for a composed, light-hearted demonstration of adaptability. To ensure your messages make a lasting impression, focus on solutions that directly address the problems plaguing your audience. Keep slides and discourse free from clutter and complexity, and when dealing with data, wield it sparingly and with clear context. The potency of communication is often balanced on the rule of three, a principle that ensures core points are focused, memorable, and impactful. Never underestimate the strength of an emotive revelation. This is your channel to the audience's heart, creating moments that stick longer than any statistic. A presenter's visual and spoken elements can transcend their script. Harness body language, attire, and vocal dynamics to paint a picture of confidence and enthusiasm. Diversify the delivery by interspersing your performance with props, demonstrations, and videos to cater to various learning styles and sustain engagement. Remember, the stage doesn't belong to you alone. Invite others to share it, benefiting from their varied expertise and appeal. Not only does this freshen the pace for your audience, but also positions you as a leader who recognizes and celebrates collaborative efforts. In summary, to leave an indelible mark as a presenter, it's not just about the content, but also about how it's crafted and conveyed. It's a symphony of careful planning, purposeful practice, and the power to activate both the brains and hearts of your audience through simplicity, storytelling, and shared experiences. Unlock the secrets to delivering an unforgettable presentation. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.